So during the month of February, our children and youth, this congregation have asked us to reflect weekly on how you've viewed you'd. We gave out these cards on the first Sunday in February, and they've been floating around the meeting house, some in the community room, some on the table in the lobby. I'm going to ask you to find one and fill another out today and leave it in the basket, because we want to keep hearing how it is that you. One of the ways in family ministry and faith development that we talk about you-ing is by reflecting on our seven Unitarian Universalist principles, which simply put are strong values and moral guides. Our tradition draws from wisdom from many sources, and today we've drawn from the wisdom of E.B. White's tale of friendship between a spider, a pig, and the other animals in the barn. But they don't begin as friends. In fact, they don't even trust each other, because on the outside, they look different. It's similar to what can happen with people. Everyone has different appearances and cultural backgrounds and customs. And when we see people, we have to make sure that we don't judge them or assume that we understand them based on their outside appearance. We have to treat each other with respect and kindness. Our first principle and our second principle call our attention to kindness and the way we treat people. Wilbur gives Charlotte a chance. On the outside, she looks fierce and intimidating, a little rough around the edges. But he gets to know who she is on the inside. And he's glad he did, because she is kind and she is compassionate. Charlotte takes the extraordinary task of weaving the words "some pig," "terrific," "radiant," and "humble" in her web, so that other people can see that Wilbur is more than a runt pig, that he is special. She reminds us that when we help others see the inherent worth and dignity in others through kindness, that we change lives. When we help others see their own inherent worth and dignity through the kindness that we offer, we change lives. Even Wilbur starts to realize he is special and is able to change, becoming stronger and more confident. And Wilbur, he's a humble pig. And humility, it's hard, because we live in a culture that puts an emphasis on external accomplishment and appearance. And so it can be hard to be humble, because some interpret it as a sign of weakness, when actually it's an indication that someone has a great deal of inner strength. And across many religious traditions and spiritual traditions, humility is considered a powerful virtue that we see. Wilbur was modest, and the fame did not spoil him. He maintained his lovable, kind personality, and everybody in the story liked him even more. People respond well to humility, because it shows that you can place yourself at the same level as others and not above them. When we are humble, it is easy for us to show self-compassion, to see and accept our own faults, helping us change within. We're all on a path for truth and meaning in our lives. And when we are humble, we naturally recognize the gifts, our own and of those around us. Wilbur's humility and gratitude for Charlotte and his friends in the barn helped him see the beauty in others, for which he was grateful. He placed himself at their level. And it can be satisfying, it can be so satisfying to win a ribbon at the fair, to receive a promotion, to come in first. And there's nothing wrong with that. You should be proud, but you should also be kind and you should be thoughtful of others when you do so. All the characters' lives had a purpose, just as all human lives have a purpose. The book reminds us that life is everywhere, that all living things are connected, a part of that interconnected web that we talk about in our seventh principle, which speaks to the environment. But that web also reminds us that there is a delicate balance of the individual and the group, and both of them need to be nurtured. Wilbur goes on to protect Charlotte's egg sac until her babies are born, hundreds of them, and most go off into the world, except for three who stay with Wilbur. Tomorrow is Random Acts of Kindness Day. And this month, our family ministry program has been celebrating all month long Random Acts of Kindness. And Charlotte's Web shows us that sometimes just one person, one spider, one pig is all that it takes to make a difference. And we've learned through our reflection today and in our own experiences that kindness, it can be hard. Kindness can be so hard sometimes. And it can be hard to give ourselves, and it can be hard to give to others. But today and tomorrow and every day thereafter, I want you to practice kindness. And it is a practice. Kindness is not a destination, it is a journey, and it is one way for us to you. Acts of kindness have a spiral effect, a ripple effect. One person, an act of kindness, keeps going and going and going. Unitarian Universalism, when we speak of it, we say it's not about the creeds, it's about the deeds that you do in life. So be a person, be a human being, be a Unitarian Universalist, and keep kindness in your own heart. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others and keep it going. May it be so. Amen.